Pakistan has stepped up security at all U.S. diplomatic missions and businesses, saying it could not rule out the attacks following the death of Daniel Pearl. Following Daniel Pearl's gruesome murder, the Pakistani authorities have asked the missions and U.S. firms doing business in Pakistan to review their own security arrangements and take greater precautions. Pearl disappeared in Karachi on January 23rd as he tried to investigate possible links between alleged shoe bomber Richard Reid and the Al-Qaeda network. On Thursday, U.S. authorities received a videotape showing Pearl's kidnapper slitting his throat. Pakistan has said the videotape was too gruesome for public release. Pearl's wife Marianne, who is pregnant, has said that she will not be bowed by the killer's barbarism. Meanwhile, Pakistani police sources have said the hunt for Pearl's killer is increasingly pointed to the Pakistani frontier town of Peshawar and Balochistan province, bordering Afghanistan, as possible hideouts. The group that claimed to have helped Pearl called itself the National Movement for the Restoration of Pakistani Sovereignty and accused the American of being a spy, first for the CIA and then for Israeli intelligence. It said the kidnap was to protest U.S. treatment of Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners from the Afghan war. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.